Hi, welcome to the Honey Channel Online Tip of the Week, sponsored by the WhitetailBlueprint.com. I'm your host, John Stallone. This week, we'll be going to talk about staying scent-free and bringing up your game to the next level. Several days before my hunt, I like to start living the scent-free lifestyle. I wash every day with the scent-eliminating shampoo and body wash. I also like to change my diet. I won't eat aromatic foods, no garlic, onions, asparagus, stuff like that. Those odors tend to stay with the body for days. What I try to do is I try to eat more plain. I'll eat a lot more grains and veggies because it's a known fact that carnivores give off different pheromones than herbivores. So if you're eating a bunch of meat and stuff like that, you're going to smell a little different than if you're eating a bunch of vegetables and grains. I also like to wash my camo thoroughly, as well as my backpack, my gloves, my hats, my socks. I even wash the tree stand seat. And what I like to do is I like to store everything separate and in clear plastic bags because black plastic bags smell like petroleum products. I also like to collect branches of the trees that I'll be hunting around. If I'm going to be hunting in a pine tree, I'll cut some pine tree branches and I'll put that with my clothes so that scent absorbs into my clothing. I actually stopped wearing underarm deodorant for like 2 days leading up to my hunt. This gives your body a chance to get rid of the buildup that gets underneath your armpits. I take care to scrub these areas real well when I'm bathing, and the day before the hunt, I'll begin using an unscented antiperspirant deodorant again. The day of the hunt, you just spent all this time getting everything together and took all this preparation. Now, don't go eating breakfast in your hunting gear or drinking coffee that morning and smoking a cigarette or going to fill your gas tank up wearing the camouflage. Try to do everything in your street clothes or your pajamas before you get into your hunting gear. You don't want to transfer that. You can't always rely on sprays and stuff like that to conceal. On day trips, I like to actually drive when I'm hunting from my house. I like to drive to the location and actually dress in my camo when I get to the spot before I go to the stand. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to find out more about staying scent-free in the field, check with us next week because we're going to get into a little bit more in-depth explanation on how to do this, and we'll see you out in the field.